This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The typo. Hitting a single wrong key has ruined careers on Wall Street. In Congress's tax overhaul, the biggest rewrite in 30 years. Well, it contains a lot of letters, and a few of them are wrong. Here's one instance causing a major headache for retailers and restaurants, which brings us to a drive-thru on New York's Long Island. Here is Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
At the White Castle in Comac, New York, the drive-thru starts off pretty standard. You order at a speaker.
Hi, how do you pay? In cash or credit?
Cash.
Okay. Any sauce?
But then you drive up, and there's no window to pick up your food. Instead, there's this machine. It's a complicated contraption that looks like a bridge. And it shuttles your food to your car window in a metal basket. Maybe Fernandez is the store manager. And she says this machine is kind of the worst. Customers can't figure out how to use it, so they hold up the line.
I send somebody quick, you know, go help outside.
Also, the machine breaks down a lot, especially in the winter.
There's been time, though, the food gets stuck in the middle, and we have to close down until they come and fix it.
And that cuts into sales. Fernandez thought the machine's days were numbered. Corporate said it was going to renovate the store and put in a regular drive-through window. That's on hold now because of a glitch in last year's tax law. Jamie Richardson is vice president at White Castle, which is based in Columbus, Ohio.
We had big plans to remodel a bunch of restaurants this year, and it really stopped us in our tracks.
A provision in the tax law was supposed to allow retailers to deduct the cost of renovations, like that new drive-thru window, from their taxes immediately. But because of a mistake, four words dropped from the law by accident. Retailers have to spread that deduction out over 40 years. Before the law passed, it was 15. Robert Branca is a Dunkin' franchise owner based in Massachusetts. He was planning to remodel some of his stores this year, but that's on hold now. And he says this error has a ripple effect on the people businesses like his would be hiring.
Carpenters, painters, electricians, plumbers, you know, an untold number of contractors and subcontractors that rely on this work.
Mistakes in big laws like this one aren't uncommon. And Phil Swagel at the University of Maryland says Congress could pass a law to fix the error.
In the past, technical corrections were a pretty normal part of the legislative process.
But the GOP would need Democratic votes to pass a fix, and it doesn't have them.
See, our political system is very divided, and just getting any legislation passed has become very difficult.
Swagel says something similar happened after Congress passed another major law, the Affordable Care Act. It had a bunch of errors, too. And because of gridlock, Congress didn't fix those either. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.